Now that the Olympic athletes have packed up and left Athens, the Paralympians are moving in. The Paralympic Games showcase athletes with physical disabilities, from blindness to paralysis to dwarfism, but it's hard for those athletes to get coverage in the United States. No major U.S. media outlets, with the exception of the Associated Press, are covering the Paralympic Games. We're joined now by Tony Garrett, a disability sports advisor for the BBC, which is providing live TV and radio coverage of the Games. He's in Athens. Hi, Mr. Garrett.
Hello there.
What are some of the major stories you're following this year?
Well, I think one of the big stories that won't unfortunately get a lot of coverage in America is Marlene Shirley, the WMPT runner, who has been in tremendous form over here in the sprints relays. And he's been flying on the track. So that's been one of the big stories. Basketball is down to quarterfinal stages today. And Great Britain USA was settled right in the last minutes. Great Britain getting a victory over the USA 62-59. So that's been, swimming has been very popular. The swimming arena has been sold out pretty much every day. And lots of world records broken there.
Is it true there's also a doping scandal involving some weightlifters from Azerbaijan?
Absolutely. I mean, I think one of the great things, in a sense, that, you know, why shouldn't there be doping scandals in the Paralympics? They happen in the Olympics. And there's been two or three weightlifters suspended as a result. And in a sense, it's, you know, you don't want drugs in sport, but I think it just goes to prove that Paralympic sport is no different from the Olympics, and everybody wants to win, and sometimes at all costs.
So I understand there are several sports at the Paralympics that don't appear in the regular Olympics. Tell us about them.
Yeah, there's a few sports like bocce and wheelchair rugby. Well, there's basketball, but and that's obviously just straight wheelchair basketball.
And some of the competition can be quite intense. I have read that wheelchair rugby is referred to as murder ball.
Absolutely. That's very popular. I mean, it's a sort of full contact sport, which, as I say, is called murder ball. It's been a big hit over here. And, you know, you're allowed to sort of take your opponents out. It's a bit like demolition derby. So that's pretty popular.
So with the individual athletes facing such obstacles themselves, in addition to the competition there, is it quite exciting to watch?
Absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, they've not seen a lot of disabled sport here in Athens, and the Greek people have appreciated all the different sports, you know, athletics, swimming, basketball, rugby, you know, wheelchair tennis. And there's been over 3,500 athletes from about 140 countries here. The games finish next Tuesday, and there's been a big hit here in Athens and obviously, you know, throughout back in England for the BBC.
Now, this is the first year the BBC has sent a team to cover these games live. Why now?
Yeah, I mean, the BBC's done lots of coverage from the Paralympics in times gone by, but we wanted to take it a step further this time, and obviously Athens being in our time zone was a good time to do it. So we've decided hour and a half's live show, which has been proven very popular back home.
And you're getting a good audience.
Yeah, we are. We had on day one of our sort of coverage last weekend, we had about 2 million viewers, which was really good. And I think, you know, it just goes to prove there's a market out there.
Tony Garrett advises the BBC on disability sports coverage, and he spoke to us from Athens. Thanks so much.
That's a pleasure.
If you live in the U.S. and want to see the Paralympic Games, you'll have to wait till November. The Outdoor Life Network, a cable channel that also covers the Tour de France, will air a 2-hour recap November 13th.